007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you today?
Good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Here's an interesting one. You're starting with The X-Files.
The X-Files.
What's going on there?
20 years since its premiere on TV. I feel old.
Oh, I feel
now.
Old now, too.
I remember it in college and everyone was watching.
And Gillian Anderson is still looking well, it has to be said.
She sure is. And she had a big success, obviously, with The Fall as well. But herself, see, Comic-Con is on at the moment. This is one of the big conventions.
Yes.
So an awful lot of the stories this week are from Comic-Con because people are going to it. They're announcing projects. They're announcing films. And Gillian Anderson and David Duchovny were there with Chris Carter and the former writer of the show as well. Producers, they turned up for a 20th anniversary panel, and of course the question arose, you know, are you going to do more of them? And they haven't ruled out a third movie, but Gillian Anderson sort of said she does not interested in coming back for a TV version of it.
So maybe a movie, perhaps.
But back on TV, no, which is kind of surprising considering that TV is where it's at
a lot of the time
now as well. But 20 years, it's hard to believe. I was never the biggest fan of
The X-Files, but
a lot of people were, so we'll see if there will be a third movie down the line.
Very interesting. Now, the Palme d'Or winner at Cannes this year.
Yeah, blue is the warmest colour. It's finally got a US release date. The delay has probably been, I suppose, caused by some of the graphic sex scenes that are in the movie. There was a lot of talk about that when it won the Palme d'Or, but a North American distributor, Sundance Selects, have set an October 25th release date for the film. They've already submitted it for screenings at upcoming film festivals like Telluride, Toronto, New York. So no doubt it's going to sort of get a lot of hype before its release. It got rave reviews at Cannes.
Yeah.
It has missed out on an Oscar race potential because of it being released in France after what they classify as a September 30th cutoff date for qualification.
Oh, okay.
So nevertheless, I think the film will probably, you know, sort of gather a bit of momentum towards its release, and we'll see it later in the year.
Okay, more TV story this one, but an interesting one. The Simpsons and...
and Family Guy. I mean, again, we're talking about The X-Files been long running. I mean, The Simpsons is just incredible at the length of time it has run. And of course, people are big fans of Family Guy as well. What's going to happen, there's going to be a crossover episode, they announced, with guests starring on each rival animated series.
Oh, brilliant.
It's a bit mad. So in the episode, the Griffins travel to Springfield where they encounter the Simpsons characters. This episode is scheduled for sort of the autumn of 2014, but Seth MacFarlane is going to be in it. It's him and Homer appear, apparently are going to bond, and you're just going to have all this crossover between these characters.
That's not a bad idea.
People love both shows, so why not?
That's going to be interesting. Now, director Brad Bird, his next project sounds interesting too.
Yeah, he's got a big cast kind of lining up for it. George Clooney, Hugh Laurie. The movie is called Tomorrowland, and they've just cast as well an actress, Britt Robertson, as well in the role. She's kind of known for various different things. She was in Dan in Real Life, Scream 4, and she's in the upcoming Delivery Man movie with Vince Vaughn that Jack Renner and Simon Delaney are in as well. That's out in October. But there's kind of a lot of different kind of details about this movie that Brad Bird is doing. They're trying to keep it secret and, you know, let the sort of tension build up with it. But with George Clooney, it's kind of going to be hard to keep things secret.
Exactly.
And Brad Bird is coming off Mission Impossible. That was his last movie. And of course, he did The Incredibles for Pixar as well. He's an emerging sort of action director as such. And no doubt this project will be pretty big with the likes of those names.
Interesting. Now, news of this film, The Butler.
The Butler, The Butler has been sort of through the courts recently. This is the one with Forest Whitaker, and there's been sort of weeks of public bittering over the title of the movie. Mm-hmm. Now, the Motion Picture Association of America ruled on Thursday night that in its original ruling that the title could stand, but now they've sort of changed their mind, and the Weinstein Company are not allowed to use just The Butler on its own, and they have to call it a different title. So they're going to call it Lee Daniels. Daniels, the butler.
Oh.
So you can imagine what a headache that's going to be in terms of going back to the trailers and all the promotional material that's probably been ordered and now giving it something new. So, you know, it's just someone had said that they had that original title before. I don't know how that works, really, because if you think about it, there's a lot of movies that have had the same name down through the years. But probably when it gets to a property that is worth a bit,
exactly,
people start to take interest and sort of say, you know what? I don't want that. So it's now going to have a new title, Lee Daniels, the butler.
Interesting. So, okay. Meanwhile, interesting season coming up at the IFI next month.
Yeah, it's kind of all in the lead up to the new film Only God Forgives, which was a trailer watch of ours just a couple of weeks ago. And do check it out. It looks very, very good. The IFI are presenting the Wanna Fight season from the 3rd to the 31st of August. It's a specially curated series of films to accompany that release. And as I said, August 2nd is when that movie comes out. If you want to have a look at all these films, and they've been chosen quite well to complement the release of this movie, sort of the influences for the director and things like that, IFI.ie is where you'll find the list of films there.
Very good. What trailer should we check out online this week, Art?
Well, it's probably quite timely as well that you'd have a movie of Nelson Mandela coming out, considering his ill health and his birthday this week as well. It's a chronicle of his life. It's based on the book A Long Walk to Freedom. Idris Elba plays Nelson Mandela in this movie. Naomi Harris, people remember her from Skyfall as well. She's in the movie. Take a look at it. It looks powerful. It looks big. It looks like a really, really good contender. And he's a really, really good actor. And I suppose, you know, doing life stories is always difficult, especially, you know, someone as well known as Nelson Mandela. But I think this could be a
What's the full title again?
It's called Mandela, Long Walk to Freedom.
Okay, so I'm going to check that out later.
Yeah,
brilliant. Okay, new releases starting with The World's End.
Yeah, again, this is a sort of a collection of movies. People love Simon Pegg in these movies, Martin Freeman, The World's End, Five Friends.
It's a bit jaded now, is it though?
Five Friends who reunite in an attempt to top their epic pub crawl from 20 years earlier, unwittingly become humankind's only hope for survival. Have a listen to this.
We had ourselves a little idea.
As you know.
Yeah, we're going to go back to Newton Haven.
Why?
For some unfinished business.
That's a joke, right?
5 guys, 12 pubs, 50 pints.
60 pints.
Steady on, Alky.
I haven't had a drink for 16 years, Gary.
You must be thirsty then. But we can go back, see the guys, chew the fat, it'll be just like it always was. Except this time, we are going to finish this thing once and for all.
You have a very selective memory, Gary.
Thanks.
You remember the Friday nights. I remember the Monday mornings.
Yeah, that's why we're going back on a Friday.
Why do you think none of us live in Newton Haven anymore?
I don't know.
Because it is a black hole. It's boring. It always was and it always will be.
It's only boring because we're not there.
It's pointless arguing with you.
Exactly. So come.
All right, that's Simon Pegg there. And as I said, that type of series of films has developed. I've never seen Shaun of the Dead and those type of movies, but people really do like them. That's World's End.
Okay, what else have we?
The Frozen Ground. An Alaskan state trooper partners with a young woman who escapes the clutches of serial killer Robert Hansen to bring the murderer to justice. It is based on actual events. He pops up in a lot of movies and a lot of them don't get noted these days. Nicolas Cage, some of them just slip by. John Cusack is in it as well. Vanessa Hudgens as well.
Yeah, Vanessa Hudgens playing sort of a very different role, and John Cusack playing the psycho. So there you go. All right, Life's a Breeze.
Life's a Breeze did well in Galway. Irish movie, bit of fun. From director Lance Daly, he did the movie Kisses. Good cast in this. Pat Short, Fionnuala Flanagan and Kelly Thornton, who won an award, a breakthrough award at the Galway FLA as well. And it just tells the story of a family as they search for a lost fortune around the streets of Dublin. And a well-timed movie, a bit of fun as well. Life's a Breeze, worth checking out.
Very good. Now, this one is getting very good reviews indeed. It's a twist on the Snow White tale as such.
Yeah, I'll let you pronounce that because I'm sure I'm not great
at Canyeves,
I think that's Canyeves, I was just looking at it and going, I'm going to get that wrong. I'm like, it is a twist on the Snow White fairy tale set in the 1920s Seville and centred on a female bullfighter. Looks quite stylish actually as well. And then finally, Breathe In, Guy Pearce and Felicity Jones. When a foreign exchange student arrives in a small upstate New York town, she challenges the dynamics of her host family's relationships and alters their lives forever.
Okay, your TV movie recommendation. You're going for a short this week.
I went for a short because when I saw that this was on, I thought, yeah, if you haven't seen it, it's worth watching it. This was the Oscar winner, Terry George's Oscar winner from, I think, what, 2 years ago
now?
Yeah,
it was very good, actually.
Very good. A man returns to his birthplace in Northern Ireland for the first time in 25 years and reunited with his old friend, who's now married to his former fiance. The two men were driven apart by events during the Troubles, and now, of course, this is their first meeting in a long time. Kieran Hines, Connaught Hill and Kerry Condon starring
really
this
cast,
one. It is called The Shore, and you can watch it tonight on RT1 at 10 to 11.
That is a fine recommendation. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks very much.